Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Robert Acosta speaking, Chair of Accessible World and Tech Talk, and we are here in the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room of AccessibleWorld.org. The date is June 1, 2015, and we have a very dynamic and exciting speaker who will impact many of us this summer at the ACB convention. Having retired from a half century as a teacher, author, composer, theatrical director, and musician, Dan Roberts now dedicates his full time to helping others learn about and live with blindness and low vision. Because of his own need for support and information about visual impairment, he founded MD Support in 1995 and has since become a leading patient advocate, industry consultant, and low vision educator. In addition to the many outreach projects of MD Support, he has recently launched an indoor wayfinding application called Low Viz Guide, specifically for use at state and national conferences by visually impaired attendees. Low Viz Guide is being offered at no cost to charitable organizations with financial support from Macular Degeneration Foundation, a longtime partner of MD Support. Several events are featuring the technology in 2015, including the Americans with Disabilities National Symposium and annual conferences of the American Council of the Blind, the California Council of the Blind, the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind, the Blinded Veterans Association, and Guide Dogs for the Blind. Dan Roberts will briefly describe the work of MD Support and then explain how the organization's new indoor wayfinding technology works. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege and honor at this time to give you Dan Roberts, and we'll move this over to the telephone center, and let me unlock this if I can. Okay, we'll move over to the phone center, please.
Good to go.
Okay, I can't hear the beep, Michael. Are we on?
Yes, we are. Yes, we're on.
Okay. Well, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're at, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ken Metz, and it's a great privilege to be here on Tech Talk to interview just an amazing and wonderful guest that we have this evening. Dan Roberts is with the MD organization, and this one is not the Jerry Lewis MD. There is a difference. This one, our speaker is going to be telling you about, and for those of you who are going to be attending some of the conventions that Bob mentioned in his promo and in his introduction here today, we'll be appreciating some of the things that Dan and his group are going to be bringing to you this summer and in the fall. We're talking about some opportunities for people who are using iPhones and iDevices so that you will be able to really enjoy some indoor tracking of where you're at those hotels for the ACB convention and or in the fall, October 1st through the 4th, at the California Council of the Blind Convention in Woodland Hills. I think Bob mentioned another one with Guide Dogs for the Blind. I'm not as familiar with that conference. So it gives me a great pleasure to introduce our speaker for today, Dan Roberts. And Dan, welcome, first of all, to Tech Talk. And could you tell us a little bit about the MD organization?
I would love to, and first of all, thank you very much for inviting me. We're amazed at the response to this project of ours, and we hope that we can live up to all the expectations of it. A little bit about me and about our organization first, and then I'll explain more about what the Low Viz Guide is. My life took an unexpected detour back in 1994 when I was diagnosed with a chronic retinal disease that threatened to put the brakes on what I had carefully laid out for myself and my family. Instead, because of that detour, I've discovered the joy of helping thousands of others to understand that visual impairment is not a dead end. Our lives are still on track. We're still parts of families and communities, and we still want to find ways to be meaningful. Well, my meaningfulness takes the form now of an organization called MD Support, standing for Macular Degeneration Support. It's a worldwide nonprofit public service organization that I formed in 1998. And that was purely selfish reasons. I wanted to help myself learn more, and as I learned more than being a former teacher, I also decided, okay, I might as well teach this to other people. And so that's where that came from. Excuse my voice, it's allergy season. Our mission has been to provide information and support for people who are affected by macular degeneration and similar retinal diseases. It's based on the Internet, with a large informational website, a telephone helpline, an email discussion group, a web message board, all of which serve more than 25,000 people monthly. And I and most of our volunteers are visually impaired people who have learned that the best way to help ourselves is to help others. Our work is supported and guided by a 17-member advisory board made up of leading professionals in the field. Originally, MD Support was entirely Internet-based, but beginning in 2006, we started providing programs for almost 3,000 people through our International Low Vision Support Group with live affiliates in about 35 states and 13 countries. In spite of the success of this project, we were frustrated that we were still not reaching a large segment of the low vision community that's unconnected due to physical, geographical, or technological limitations. So we decided to incorporate telephone conferencing technology into our outreach. We call that TeleSupport. It's basically an extension of the International Low Vision Support Group, and it's a free year-round program of monthly support groups held over the telephone. This has served to connect more than 250 additional people since we began that, I think back in 2008 is when that was. Then just as I was thinking we were filling the gaps in the information and support network, provided not only by us, but by many other similar organizations, my friend Liz Troernicht, director of Macular Degeneration Foundation, called me. She saw a need for a guided assistance program at low vision conferences, so she asked me if I could research the possibilities. Well, I accepted the challenge, and after several weeks of research, decided that the new Bluetooth low-energy wayfinding technology was the answer. I contracted a company called Indoors, INDOO.RS. That's actually their website, too. They're a wayfinding technology company based in Vienna. And I contacted them to design an app that would not only audibly describe the unique indoor environments of low-vision conferences, but would help the attendees navigate to each point of interest with ease and accuracy. I called the app LowVis Guide. It's similar to the portable GPS designed a few years ago by Mike May. You might know who that is. I think he's with Second Sight in California.
Yeah, we all know Mike very well.
I'll bet you do. The difference between his and ours, ours is usable indoors. So he'll get you to the door, and we'll take you from there. It's indoors where access to satellites and Internet and cell service may not be available. Using a smartphone or a tablet with voiceover, the user can audibly look around the venue no matter where he or she is standing and then call up directions and routing assistance to any point of interest. We launched it in May at the National ADA Symposium in Atlanta just a few weeks ago, where a man named Bill DeMaio was the first person to use it. And I did write a little story about that. Would you like me to read part of that that article? I imagine some of the listeners have seen it.
Go ahead, sure. Just a small
part. All right, just an excerpt from it. It says, and for those 4 days, Bill could see through walls, which is really something, saying something, considering that he had zero eyesight. For years, he could find his way around an unfamiliar building only by either asking people for directions or hoping to find Braille signs. But then, on that day in May, he was given an extraordinary gift of sight. He stood with his guide dog, Isaac, in the middle of the Hyatt Regency Atlanta Hotel's pre-conference area, Neither of them had ever set foot or paw in that room before, but after simply listening to his iPhone for a minute or so, Bill was amazed to be able to describe and give directions to meeting rooms, restrooms, vendor booths, and other points of interest in the entire conference area, even those that were beyond normal sight. And once he realized that he was now on equal or better par with his fully sighted counterparts, he decided to sign in. So turning toward the registration table 50 feet away and around the corner, he guided Isaac to the exact location. Bill guided Isaac, whose look of canine bewilderment was matched only by the big smile on his owner's face. Later, I saw Bill and other people that were using this actually giving directions to the sighted people. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And the look on Bill's face when he stood in the middle of that room and I would say, okay, Bill, where's the restroom and how far is it? And he would point to it and tell me exactly where it was. He had developed, never having been in the room before because of this technology, he had developed a mental map of the place without having to ask anyone. He was totally independent with his smartphone in his hand. And so it's very exciting technology.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions here, and we'll talk a little more, and then, you know, before too long, we're going to open it up to the audience in the chat room and see if they have some questions for you as well. In developing this type of technology, I guess when you go into a large hotel and places like that, how much setup time is required in order to put these types of, I don't know if you call them beams or how you actually set up the wayfinding information, but how long of a setup would it take to let's say, put into a mall or something of that sort? Because I assume you're looking at that as well.
Yeah, we're not looking into doing any more than what we're doing with the technology right now, and that's setting it up on temporary basis for low vision conferences. We're being very focused on that because that's where we see that the need is going to be. There are companies who are developing the technology. There's a lot of them that are popping up, some good, some bad. They're all startups, so you never know, you know, what kind of quality you're going to get at this point. But they're already placing them in train stations, subway stations, excuse me, and shopping malls. Disney World has it in place. And we're talking about wayfinding inside of a building. And that's where it's actually being used the most. It's in airports, in a couple of airports around the world. London has got a big start on this with their subway station. We are simply taking that same technology and refining it down to a portable system. And you mentioned a permanent situation. These areas that are being worked on now are all permanent situations, and it does take weeks and months to set this up in a permanent situation. We have developed it down to where I can go in within a day or two and have it set up in a hotel where the convention is going to be held, and by the time the convention opens, it's ready. And then when the convention is over, I take it down, and we pack up, and we go get ready to move on and remap for the next convention. It's quite a process.
So when you map or remap, are we talking about all these maybe hundreds of, or maybe dear 100, whatever you're using, transmitters? Is that what's sending the different signals out to the iPhones or iPads?
Yeah, let me just get into a little bit about how it works, and maybe that'll answer the question. Location information is transmitted by these small electronic beacons that we place about 60 feet apart, up to 120 feet apart, throughout the venue. Concession areas, exhibit areas, meeting rooms, registration tables, restrooms, escalators, and elevators are all customized to the host specifications, and I map these out in advance. I do this all at home before I go, and I upload it all to the application, which is available at the App Store, and again, it's free. All this is uploaded, so by the time a person gets to the convention, all they have to do is download that app, And they can be localized just like they are with a GPS. The beacons triangulate. Your technologically minded people might understand even better than I do how that works. But like a cell phone, three cell phone towers will triangulate to locate a person. What I do in advance is tell the app where everything is. I actually draw it in on the map and label it so the app itself knows where everything is. Then what has to happen is that a person has to be found in that environment, that venue, and then they can be told by the voiceover on the smartphone where they're standing and what's around them. The app identifies locations both visually and vocally through the Apple's iPhone or iPad bundled with Bluetooth 4 capability. So it has to be one of the later models. Anybody with a current Apple I device will now be able to independently navigate these large and confusing venues, and we're hoping that LowViz Guide will provide a safer and more enjoyable experience for all of those who attend it. As far as the features on it go, it will get you the information that you want by personalizing when, how, and how much information you receive. You can adjust that in the settings yourself. I want to reemphasize at this point, this is all free. There is no cost for this except the user needs to have an iDevice. There's no cost to the organization that's using it. We provide this free of charge, at least for this year and next year, until my grant money runs out. I like spending money, not raising money, so that's what I do best. It gives you search points of interest, and it gives directions directly to those search points. It will tell you in metric or imperial measurement settings, so if you prefer metric, you may choose that, or imperial, which means feet. You can choose whether it's a cardinal direction setting, meaning it's going to say restrooms are behind you 50 feet, or clock face, where it would say restrooms are at 6 o'clock, 50 feet, and it tells you that. And so as you move, it will then guide you to the restroom, and it uses a tone to do this. You know, for example, you could do it without the tone, but it's very handy. That's an extra feature that was added to it. You could do it by simply listening to it talk to you. You can set it for a range. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. You can set it at a range of distance so that if you're standing and you want to know what is 30 feet away from you, you can actually set this at that 30-foot range. You could set it all the way up to 380 feet, and that's why Bill could see through walls. He had an advantage over the sighted people because he could actually tell you that the Century Ballroom was 200 feet that direction, and nobody could see that, but he knew it because he was using radio waves. And the one warning I do tell people when they do this, when they're just looking around, we call it, when they first get there, it'll read to you everything that's around you for up to any distance, but don't start walking toward the Century Room because you're going to run into that wall. There's more to it than that. You have to be able to get there by a safe route. And so this app actually routes you like it would if you were driving a car, tells you where to turn. And the way it does this, you can either just look at the visual map. It's on the screen if you have some functional vision. If you don't have functional vision, it doesn't matter because it'll continually tell you how far you have to go, and it'll tell you when you have to turn and how far away you are. Now, the way it tells you that you're on the route is a tone. As you're walking, if you don't hear it or feel it vibrating your smartphone, you're on the right track. But the minute you start feeling a vibration or hear this tone, which I will imitate, when you hear that, you went off track. And to get back on track, you have to just reverse, you know, make a slight adjustment until you don't hear that tone anymore. And the higher the tone goes, the further off track you are. So it's audible, and it's also a physical direction finder.
That is wonderful.
you don't want to go too fast. When Bill first used it, he had a guide dog, Isaac, who was an outstanding German Shepherd. I mean, he was sharp. And he wanted to guide Bill. That was funny to watch, because Bill was guiding Isaac, and Isaac had no idea where he was. You know, he's never been in there before. So until he gets his first treat, you know, at the restroom, he doesn't know where the restroom is, and he doesn't care. But the first time that Bill had ever been there, Bill took Isaac to the restroom. He took him to the registration table, and he did it by listening and feeling the smartphone.
That is wonderful. Well, I'm going to just say one more thing to you, and then we're going to open it up for some questions, if that's okay with you. Because
sure.
I could talk with you all night on this thing. This is so incredible. But I hope the one thing you look at for next year, at least, might be the CSUN conference down in San Diego. And I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am, and have that on the agenda.
Yeah, well, and to be able to use it, I've gone there, and it is hard as anything for a blind person to know what booth they're coming to, you know, what exhibit, and all that stuff. And that would be incredible, because there are just way too many volunteers that are needed, and they can never get that many to help some of us get around that that facility and all the different exhibits and know what they are. And you're in all these lines, and it would be so much easier to have something talking to us and telling us which exhibit we're near. I could see a great opportunity for that if you contact CSUN out here in California and talk to them about it. But and probably some other exhibitor conferences as well. So that would be a great thing for you to look into. It's just my opinion.
Yeah. When we did the ADA conference, in early May, there were vendors, and the way we did that at that point, we wanted to be more general than just each booth. That would have been too much to use for a beta version, you know, because I wouldn't have had any idea what I was doing. I'm learning as I go as well. So we just said vendor booths 1 through 6 are in this area. You know, we at least got them to the right area.
That's helpful, yeah.
Someday we could refine it to actually going and saying vendor booth number 1, and we could even tell them what that booth is.
Exactly.
Before they get there. And they can also choose categories. So if they're looking for just restrooms or just booths that serve, that are dealing in Braille, you know, they can actually define which category they want. And this does have a vocal, a speech-to-text kind of capability. They can type it in a direction that they want to find or a booth they want to find. Or
sure.
They can simply speak it in by hitting the dictation key and simply say, I want to find booth number 2. And it will then show them and route them to booth number 2. And they also know what's at booth number 2.
I can see a number of possibilities for this operation to really be just a tremendous help to some of us that have never had that ability. And I'm, you know, I'm close to 70, so believe me, the technology is wonderful when we see it happening now, and it's still in our lifetime. I love it. With that,
well, it's happening
let's go to the chat room and see if we have some questions there for Dan, please. Michael, if you can switch us back, we'll let Bob handle that.
Is there a place where someone can go to see a demonstration of a low-vis guide?
As far as seeing it, I haven't set it up as a video because this is mainly used for people with low or no vision. But I do have a website where all of it is explained, and the steps to using it are explained in text and are accessible to screen readers.
There's
you can
no
find
YouTube.
That at
no YouTube.
No.
Okay.
I couldn't see the point in doing a video. Of it, and you can also download the app. Right now, it's up for the convention. However, it's not going to work until you actually are at the convention. But you can actually see the app. You can go ahead and download it to your smartphone or your iPad and look at it and see how it's set up and laid out. You can find that at www.mdsupport.org. And then if you want to go, that's the home page where there's a link to the low vis guide. If you want to go directly to it and bypass the home page, just add to that URL a slash and then audio guide, all one word. And that'll take you right to the page where you can download the app, and you can listen, you can read or listen to the step-by-step instructions on how to operate it so that you can start getting used to it.
That's wonderful. Let's see if we have another question here.
Yes, let's go to Alan next.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Does the app require cellular data or Wi-Fi connection when you're using it or something else?
I think I understood. He wants to know if it uses cellular data. It does not use cellular. It doesn't use Wi-Fi. It's all totally Bluetooth capable, meaning it's using radio waves, the old-fashioned way. You don't need to have Wi-Fi access or cellular access in the hotel because you probably couldn't get Wi-Fi in the rooms that you're going to be in anyway. Cellular doesn't always work in the hotels. And so it's all in-house. And so you'll see when you get there that you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to have a server of any kind.
Okay, next is Carla, please.
I'm having a hard time understanding how this thing works. I'm sort of a non-techie. But I guess if it doesn't require Wi-Fi or cellular, but it's Bluetooth, say, could it be used with an iPod Touch as well? And even something like a Braille Note, because a Braille Note has Bluetooth capability. And that would be really neat if it would work with a Braille Note Apex.
You can use a Bluetooth device connected to your iPad at the same time that you're using this app. It works on VoiceOver. And so, as you know, you can use the Braille reader with VoiceOver. And so that's what you're doing, is actually listening to your VoiceOver audibly, or if you have the Bluetooth Braille device, then you can receive it through that.
Okay, what she wants to know also is, if I'm understanding correctly, does this only work on iDevices?
Only using iOS 8 or 7, Apple devices.
Ron from Montreal has left
with Bluetooth 4 capability.
Okay. So you can
we're
use...
Going to we're going to see what the demand the Braille, is for no Android.
Yeah. The Braille Blackburn you can use as long as it's with an iDevice, but the iDevice is your main protocol to put the signal through to it.
That is right.
Okay. Let's see if we get another question.
There are no more questions, Bob, but I would like to ask one before we stop, please. How close to a given location does a device get you? Did you guys understand my question?
Take you right to the entrance, for example, of the restroom. And when it says you've reached your destination, you know you're standing right in the doorway.
And I would still check the triangle and the circle.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. And that's, by the way, that is one of the things on the website there, too. Part of the instructions at the end, it says, don't trust this app before you trust your cane or your guide dog or your sighted guide. This is a new technology, and we don't want you walking into the wrong restroom.
Well, Dan, on behalf of Accessible World Tech Talk, you truly are an inspiration, an icon. We thank you so much. This is really exciting. And this truly, with our dogs, our canes, and our ability, this really gives us independence at a conference. I mean, Hyatts can be awful. They're open. There's spatial awareness gets impossible. And with this low vis guide, we can be like our sighted colleagues. And we thank you so very much.
My biggest concern is that everybody's going to be so confident and know exactly where they're going that they're going to be running into each other.
Let us hope so.
Well, at least this time a blind guy can ask another blind guy for directions.
There you go.
Thank you so very much.
We're going to end this now.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we turn to our second program, and it's our old friend Jeff Bowser from Dolphin Products. Jeff Bowser, sales manager from Dolphin Computer Access, will join us on Monday, June 1st, to discuss what's new at Dolphin and let us know where you can see Dolphin during the summer shows. In addition, he has some very exciting news concerning their products working with NLS, Bard, Bookshare, NFB Newsline, and other reading services. This will be an excellent opportunity to learn more about Dolphin and familiarize yourself with all three of their product lines. You will learn about touchscreen support, Dolphin Bookshelf, and Windows 10 as well. Jeff Bowser, of course, is the sales manager for Dolphin Computer Access, Inc. And let me see if I can get... he's giving his address here, but phone 609-902-5963. And the website is www.yourdolphin.com. Email jeff.bowser, B-A-Z-E-R, at yourdolphin.com. We will ask Engineer John to play this. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff could not be here this evening. He'll explain why. But if you have questions for Jeff, you have the information. So let me unlock this and get Engineer John on with the recording.
Robert, and good evening to all of the Tech Talk listeners tonight. Really want to thank you for having us back once again here from Dolphin. And I especially want to say thank you to Robert for giving me the opportunity to record this a couple of days early, since I've got a speaking engagement in North Carolina tonight as well, so able to be in two places at one time. Thanks to Bob, and I appreciate that. So good to be back once again. We've been on Tech Talk several times in the past, but I especially wanted to come on now ahead of the summer shows that are coming up, the consumer shows like the National Federation of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind conventions this summer, that, of course, will be represented at both of those. But I just wanted to kind of give all of you an update on where some things stand at Dolphin and some exciting new features that we've got in our products that I think it would be good for all of you to know about and hopefully take a look at. So... right at the beginning here, before we start, I'm going to tell you briefly about Dolphin, in case this might be the first time you're hearing an interview from myself or from Dolphin. And then I'll give you my contact information as well, so you've got that in case you're not able to stay with us for the full time. I want to make sure that if you've got questions or concerns or I don't answer something here, you can send us an email or give us a call and ask. So again, I'm Jeff Baser from Dolphin Computer Access. I'm the sales manager for the U.S., in Canada. I'm going to give you my phone number directly here. That is area code 609-902-5963. That's how you get to me directly, 609-902-5963. And if I miss you, of course, I'll do my best to contact you as soon as possible. My email address is Jeff, J-E-F-F, dot Baser, B like boy, A-Z-E-R, at yourdolphin.com, which, by the way, is our website address as well, yourdolphin.com. And really nice on the website, because what you can do there, of course, is learn about all of our Dolphin products and access a 30-day demonstration copy of any of the software that you hear about here tonight. So the products are broken out there by category. We've got how-to videos and tutorials for all of them, testimonials by people who are using them. So a nice user-friendly website for you to go take a look at as well, yourdolphin.com. And again, my email, jeff.baser at yourdolphin.com. So let's talk about our product lines briefly. Dolphin is a company that is based in the U.K., We have an office in Princeton Junction, New Jersey, here in the States as well, where we have our technical support staff as well as our administrative staff. And I'm based in Columbia, South Carolina, and I am able to work out of my home and then travel the country and work with our distributors and key customers and attend trade shows and things like that for the company. So we have three distinct product lines at Dolphin. The first is our Supernova screen reading and screen magnification product, and it is the only screen reader and only screen magnifier on the market. today. The nice thing about Supernova is you can use this in four different flavors. So we have just the Supernova magnifier. We have the Supernova magnifier with speech. So this would be much like the, you know, the competing Zoom Text and Magic products that maybe you've seen before. And then we've got Supernova screen reader as well, which also supports refreshable Braille displays. And then we have Supernova Access Suite. And this is the one that, that really makes it unique, and the fact that you've got all of the features of a screen reader and all the features of a screen magnifier all in one product. So for training centers and any type of evaluation facility, we would of course recommend that you have the Supernova Access Suite so you can show your clients and consumers the features of one or the other or a combination of both. And as most of you know, sometimes maybe in the morning, if the magnification, you may not need quite as much, but after using it all day long, get a little fatigued, a little tired, you got to bump that magnification up a little bit, or maybe just turn it off completely and just use the screen reading functionality of the program. We know a lot of folks who do that, and our program works very well for that. That's Supernova. We also have a program called Dolphin Guide. This is a program that is huge in the VA, and we're going to talk about that here most tonight on Tech Talk. Guide is a simplified way of accessing the computer. Everything that you want to do on your computer is selected from a menu structure. So it is actually a suite of applications that runs over the top of Windows, so it doesn't matter really the Windows operating system that you run. Guide works exactly the same way. So instead of using Microsoft Outlook or Internet Explorer or Word, you select from a menu, press 1 for your email, press 2 for letters and documents, press 3 to browse the web, that kind of thing. The goal with Guide is to make it much, much easier, simpler, and straightforward for somebody who might be a little bit older and didn't grow up with computers, somebody with memory issues or cognitive issues that really can't retain all of the memory for the different keystrokes or everything that's involved in opening different programs in Windows, or really just somebody who could care less about the inner workings of Windows and how to use all these programs. They just want it to work. So again, the VA is our largest Guide customer by far, and we appreciate each and every veteran who uses Guide. But the primary reason for that is, again, if there's traumatic brain injuries involved, or if they're seniors who were in wars past, that Guide works really, really well for them because they can listen, they can make their choice. And really the reason it's called Guide is because, again, not only do we make it simple and easy to use the computer, but we're always giving you help on what to do next. So we're telling you what you need to do, where, and giving you, you know, all of the capability by which to accomplish the task that you're looking at. So it's a great little program, lots of happy customers who are using that, and we'll profile that a little more here in a little while. The last product line I want to tell you about is our alternative line of products, the flagship of which is Easy Converter, Dolphin Easy Converter. You might have heard of that. This is a way for us to take several different file types, like PDFs, for example, or something you find on the internet, possibly, you know, HTML documents, Word documents as well. We can also scan hard copy materials or image PDF files that you find on the internet that would not otherwise have text available in them. What Easy Converter does, we take all of these different file types, we accept those to come into the program, then we can convert those to Braille, to large print, or to a couple of different audio formats, meaning DAISY and MP3 audio. This is a phenomenal program for any school district who is needing to convert textbooks into something, another kind of format. Colleges and universities use this. But also, one of the other places that we think could really benefit from this, and some of them have taken advantage of it so far, are the blind services organizations within each state, or lighthouses and training centers. Because a lot of times there's marketing materials there that need to be transferred into a more desirable format for consumers and users. Or it might be that if you're going to a conference or a trade show, your materials there, you want people to take a look at those. Or forms that need to be signed, that kind of thing, put those in a more a better alternative format. And that's what our program does. We have a high-end DAISY authoring tool as well called Dolphin Publisher. That is used by some of the publishing houses as well as some colleges and universities as well. That's a great program for foreign languages because we can convert with English and then whatever other foreign language there is on the fly and go back and forth. Pretty powerful program there with Dolphin Publisher. So again, Supernova, four flavors of Supernova, Dolphin Guide, and then the alternative format line of products at Dolphin. And remember, as we said at the beginning, you go to our website, yourdolphin.com, and you can go get a trial or a demonstration copy that will last you 30 days of uninterrupted use, fully functional, just like you own it, the only difference being after 30 days it times out. If this is a program you decide to purchase, the easiest way to do that is for us to give you an unlock code that will basically take the time limit off the program and then give you full access to it for forever. Otherwise, if you want us to ship you the box, we can do that as well, and there's a disk you'd be able to run on your computer to install the program and authorize it. The choice is up to you as far as that goes. So again, learn all the information at our website, yourdolphin.com, or contact myself, 609-902-5963, or jeff.baser@yourdolphin.com. A couple other things I want to mention briefly to you before we get into the demonstration of our software is we're going to be at the summer shows this year. We're excited about that. I will actually be at the National Federation of the Blind Conference in Orlando, Florida. We will have a Dolphin booth there. So if you're in the exhibit hall, please stop by and see us and say hello. In particular, one of the things we're excited about is NFB Newsline capability now within Supernova and Guide. So we really highlighted that last year, and we'll be doing that again at both consumer shows this year because this is just a great way to access NFB Newsline if you're using any of our Dolphin products. That is in our Dolphin bookshelf, which we're also going to talk about as I open Dolphin Guide here, because we want to show you our NLS capability that we've got in here as well. This has been a long time coming, and a lot of people are very excited about this, the fact that we can access the NLS Bard catalog, download books, and then transfer them off to a portable device all within our Dolphin Guide and our Supernova products. So we'll highlight those at the summer shows this year, plus be able to answer any other questions for you. Regarding the ACB specifically, look for the IREAT booth, if you would, there, IREAT. They are a distributor of ours for our alternative format line of products, and that's who's going to be representing Dolphin Computer Access in Dallas at the American Council of the Blind. You might know that both shows are at the same time this year, and since I'm not able to be in two places at once, we were very thankful to have IREAT be gracious enough to help us out there at the ACB conference. So the last thing I want to mention before we get into demonstration is Windows 10. The pending release of Windows 10 coming later this summer, and we've been testing at Dolphin since the inception, actually, and I am very happy to report that our products are working and running on the platform, and so our hope is that upon the Windows 10 release, either on the same day we release or shortly thereafter, we will have releases of our products that also run on the operating system. As I mentioned, we've been testing right along with each new build that comes out. The only little tricky part about these development cycles is sometimes, and as Microsoft adds new features in to the operating system, that sometimes changes how accessibility runs and that kind of thing. So we have to go back and retool a little bit, and we're used to that. That's how these things work. But hopefully, right around the day of release, we will be ready to go as well, and things look very good for that to happen. So with that, let me open our Dolphin Guide product now, because this is the first one that I want to show you. If you've used Guide in the past, this is going to be a familiar sound to you here. That is the nice greeting tone that you get when Guide comes on. We're now loading up the voices. And basically, we're going to be dropped in the main menu here now. What I will do is go down to number 8, which will be books and news. And
welcome to Guide.
We can get there in a couple of different ways, actually. If we know the corresponding number of where we want to go, we can just press it. Also, we can arrow down through the menu structure to get to what we want. What we say when we use Dolphin Guide is there are only 4 keystrokes you need to know in order to get started. That's, again, based on the whole simplicity thing for somebody just starting to use a computer we try to keep that in mind here. So if you use your arrow keys to move up and down the menu structure, your Enter key to select what you want, and the Escape key to move back a level, that's it. That's how we get started. Now, of course, you need to know how to type in the program for doing email or, you know, documents, things like that. But otherwise, to get around the program, very simple. This is also a good time to mention the touchscreen capability we've been working on in our Dolphin products, particularly in Supernova and Guide. We've built that in now and tried to make it very simple and easy to use. In particular, with our Guide program, I can take one finger and just scroll down the screen to simulate using my arrow keys or my down arrow key. So if I'm at the top, So I'm at the top now. So I'll just take one finger and scroll down the screen.
Press 2 to write. Press 4 to skip. Press 5 to find some. Press 6 to play an audio. Press 7 to look at your calendar or set a reminder.
So if I want number 7, all I have to do is double tap, much like you would do on an iDevice to make a selection.
7. May 2015.
And I just did that now. And if I want to go back, if I didn't want to press the Escape key on the keyboard, I could just swipe in from the right side of the screen, swipe left from the right edge.
Escape. Main menu. Press 1 to send and receive emails.
And we're back there on the main menu once again. So we just swipe with one finger from right to left, and we get that sound effect, and there we are too. We've also built in a large print, high contrast keyboard too. So if you want a touchscreen keyboard, we have that capability in here, as well as a little touch bar on the bottom of the screen that gives us lots of capabilities, like changing the magnification or the color of the text, turning the voice on and off, getting help, lots of different things we can do here just from the touchscreen within Guide. And, of course, we have the pinch-to-zoom capability, too, that you're familiar with from using other touchscreen devices. So if you spread 2 fingers apart, of course, you're going to zoom in and bring them back together, and you'll zoom back out. So a really nice way to use a touchscreen in all of our Dolphin products, and we'll mention a little more of that in Supernova later. Let's go into books and news now, because I want to show you what's new there that you may not have seen in the past. This is version 904 with Guide. That's our latest version.
Escape. Close and, Guide menu.
Whoops, hang
Escape.
On here.
Main menu.
So I'm going to just go to number 8 and press it on the keyboard.
8. Books and news menu. Press 1 to access your bookshelf.
I think you heard these choices before. So we can access our bookshelf. We can look at an RSS news feed or read newspapers and magazines. And I'll show you the newspaper and magazine feature in here, too. Right now, let's go to number 1, Dolphin Bookshelf.
1. Bookshelf menu. Press 1 to continue reading a book. Press 2 to view a list of your books. Press 3 to access online libraries.
So we'll press number 3 for online libraries.
3. Online libraries, currently selected Bookshare.
And you heard Bookshare, that's what's selected now. We have several services that we can access from our Dolphin Bookshelf, Bookshare being one of them. If I scroll down.
CNIB Library.
CNIB Library is for our Canadian folks who use Dolphin Guide.
EPUB Books.
EPUB Books.
Project Gutenberg, NLS Bard, back.
And you heard Project Gutenberg and EPUB Books there as well. So we've got several options. And this is the really nice thing about using Guide, is that if you have a membership to any of these services, no longer do you have to go to the website and worry about all of the steps involved. You can just come here and access the service this way. Now, let me show you what's nice about this. If I select NLS Bard.
Project NLS Bard. Enter. Login successful. NLS Bard, currently selected, search the collection.
So a couple things just happened there. You heard login successful, and I didn't have to do anything as far as entering credentials at all, because Guide remembers from the last time I was here, so you only have to enter your credentials the first time. And then every time you come back, it's automatically going to log you in and get you right at the point where you're ready to surf through the NLS choices that we've got here. So the first one you heard was search the collection. If I down arrow now.
My wish list. Recently added books and magazine. Most popular book. Browse by author's last name. Browse by book title. Browse by subject.
These are all going to be familiar to you if you use Bard on the website, or maybe you have seen it on the iOS devices, or wherever you've seen Bard before. All of this is available now in Guide as well. So why don't we go to... How about recently added books and magazines? And we're actually going to download a book here so I can show you how this process works. Now remember, one of the things, the way this works on Guide, is we can't actually play the book here on the computer. We need to transfer it off to a portable device like a Victor Stream from Humanware. We've made this process extremely easy as well. So if I press enter here on
recently added books. NLS Bard, currently select recently added books and magazine. Currently selected Antony Acute Accent Tent Door.
Okay. So we have 10 books shown here, and at the bottom we have
back
a choice to go to the next list. So I was in here a little earlier and I found one here.
Everyone's a critic, winning customers in a review driven world.
Everyone's a critic, winning customers in a review driven world. So if I select this book and press enter.
Download book options. Press 1 to download this book. Press 2 to view information relating to this book.
Let's press number 2 and hear a little bit of information about the book.
Title, Everyone's a Critic. Customers in a Review-Driven World. Author, Dancer, Bill.
I can either listen to Guide read this all to me, or I can press my down arrow key and move through all of these different options.
Size, 71.8 megabytes. Format, XStasy.
Tells me it's 71 meg. That sounds like something we can download. And then here comes a description of it right now.
F8. Description. Explores case studies, field research, and data to create a guide for the business owner on how to deal with online consumer reviews. Explains the type of people who write reviews, how to deal with bad reviews, and why companies should take advantage of this publicity. 2004.
There we go. Hopefully you can hear that okay, and it works. Now, in Guide, I can press F8, which is my equivalent to say all, or, again, on the touch screen, I can take two fingers and just touch the screen with two fingers, and Guide will start reading from wherever we are. So what we want to do now is download this book. So I'm actually going to escape out of where we're at now, this description here.
Escape. Download book options. Press 1 to download this book.
And I'm going to press 1.
Recently added books and magazine.
So it's now downloading the book, and it brought me back out to the list of recently added books in case I want to go back and, well, that's downloading, look at other books, or maybe download another one. But at any time, if I want to know how the book is coming as far as the download goes, I just go to the title once again.
Everyone's a critic, winning customers in a review-driven world, downloading 50%.
50% complete so far, and this is, I'm on a cable modem connection here, so broadband's going to be pretty fast, and it's only 71 meg, so this is going to download as fast as our internet connection will allow us. Let's see where
Finding
we are now.
Everyone's a critic, winning customers in a review-driven world. Importing everyone's a critic, winning customers in a review-driven world. Download as completed.
And it's done. So we're all finished. So I can go back in here if I want to this book, or go look at any other books that I want to and download those as well. At this point, we're just going to go back in here and I'll show you how we're going to transfer this book.
Enter. Book options. Press 5 to view information relating to this book. Press 6 to copy this book to a device. Press 8 to delete this book. Press Escape to go back. Press F1 for help.
So we've got several options here. Number 6 is going to allow us to transfer the book. What I've done is taken my SD card out of my Humanware Victor Stream and put it in my laptop computer that we're working on here so that this is now a device I can transfer to. So if I select option 6.
6. Devices list. Devices list. Currently selected device F.
Device F is what it sees. Now all I need to do at this point is press enter, and this book is going to transfer onto my card and be put in the corresponding folder. Now remember, this is a 70 meg file, I believe. I press enter.
Enter.
Transferring the book now, and this does not take long at all, and it will be complete and onto our SD card. So again,
copy to device is complete. Your book is now available on your device.
That is literally all there is
options
to transferring the book onto your device. So just a two-keystroke process from the time that you find the book, get it downloaded, and then to transfer, press number 6, and then select your device and enter, and you are good to go. That's all there is to that. That's how we use Bard with NLS in Guide. Let me go back and show you one more thing here. I want to show you the newspapers and magazines feature.
Books and news menu.
I'm just hitting escape now to back out of here a little bit.
Press 2 to read news from press 3 to read newspapers and magazines.
Number 3, newspapers and magazines. I'm going to press enter here.
Logging into newspapers and magazines.
Again, it's logging in because it
newspaper and magazine
remembers the credentials from before when I was here before, so the same way that it did in the Bard process.
My newspapers and magazines currently selected Austin American Statesman.
I was in Austin, Texas a couple weeks back, so we have the Austin American Statesman here. These are all the papers I've subscribed to. So I can arrow down this list.
Columbia State, South Carolina.
That's my home paper.
Daytona Beach News Journal, Fox News, Nashville, Tennessean, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Add Newspaper or Magazine.
And that bottom choice, Add Newspaper or Magazine. So if the one you wanted was not on this list, you could add a newspaper or magazine and go in and take a look by all the categories that NFB Newsline offers. So you could search the national newspapers, you could search by state, foreign language, anything that we find on NFB Newsline is available here as well, because remember, of course, that's what we're using. So just for time constraints, I'm going
to Nashville, Tennessee.
Go to my own newspaper, the Columbia State.
Fox News, Daytona Beach News, Columbia State.
Just arrowing up now to get back to Columbia State. Or you can always press the first letter of the choice that you want. So here's Columbia State. If I press enter.
Enter. Select edition. Currently selected 2015-05-28.
Today is May 28th. This is when I'm recording this file. And so this is today's paper that's available to us. So if I press enter, it's going to download the paper and open it for us to be able to read right here on the computer.
Enter.
Let me press enter right now and get this newspaper for us.
Newspaper or magazine. Please wait. Notices required for copyright works distributed in the United States.
And literally, that's all the time it took to download the newspaper and open it in our Daisy Reader here in Dolphin Bookshelf. Now I can scroll by section of the paper or by article. So let's find a section that we want. First of all, I can just press number 2 for heading level 2.
All business.
All business.
Politics.
Politics.
All sports.
Sports.
All entertainment.
Entertainment. So let's go to this category, and if I press H for heading now.
A look at the numbers behind Lindsay Lohan's scored saga.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan and her craziness. We can probably skip that, huh?
Appeals court. Apple must submit to imposition of monitor.
Well, there's a story about Apple. If we wanted to read any of these, I can just hit two fingers on the touchscreen once again. Remember, that's our say all command. Or I can press F8, and it will begin reading at this point.
Appeals court. Apple must submit to imposition of monitor. The Associated Press, a federal appeals panel, has refused to disqualify a court-appointed monitor after a judge found Apple colluded with book publishers in 2010 to raise electronic book prices.
There we go. So that's our story on Apple. If I want to skip by category or by a section of the paper, once again, press number 2.
All living.
That's living.
Celebrities.
Celebrities. And if I want to then scroll by article at any time, just press H for heading. Now, the nice thing about this is the entire newspaper. It's today's version, all of the things that you're familiar with if you're an NFB Newsline subscriber. And we give you the option here to do a couple of things at this point. We can, because we're in Guide, you're hearing it. You're also seeing it on screen, seeing the text on screen. It's being highlighted as it's being read. And also, we can change the size of the text. We can make it much larger if we need to, change the color background. All of these things are possible because we're using Dolphin Guide. The final thing we can do is transfer it off to a device, our portable device, like our Humanware Victor Stream, just like we did with Bard NLS books. So let's say that we didn't have time to read the entire paper on the computer now. We wanted to take it with us. Very easy to do that. All I have to do is press Escape at this point.
Newspaper and magazine options. Press 1 to continue reading. Columbia State, South Carolina Press to view a list of articles.
So we have several options here. We can view a list of articles if we want to just bring up that list. We can keep reading.
Press 2 to view a list of articles.
But if I go to number 6 again.
Press 7 to change. Oops. Press 6 to copy this newspaper or magazine to a device.
There we go. That's copy to device. So I select number 6, press enter.
6. Devices list, devices list, currently selected device F.
And it sees my flash or my SD card just like we had before. And since this is a newspaper, it's even going to take less time to transfer. So all I do is press Enter because my drive is highlighted.
Enter.
We're transferring now.
Copy to device is complete. Your newspaper or magazine is now available on your device.
That took about 3 seconds to transfer that newspaper to transfer that newspaper to the SD card. And again, it puts it in the right folder. It's all ready to go on my portable device. So literally, that's all you have to do in order to read newspapers and magazines or barred books with Dolphin Bookshelf in Guide. Let me talk briefly about Dolphin Supernova as well, because there's some unique features we've got that I want to make sure you know about as you're deciding on checking out screen readers and screen magnifiers, or if you have somebody you know who is doing the same thing, hopefully you'll let them know about Dolphin. With Supernova, keep in mind, first of all, it is the only full screen reader and screen magnifier with Braille support that's available. And, of course, we have it in four flavors, as we mentioned earlier. So you can get just the screen magnifier. You can get what we call the magnifier reader, which is the magnifier with speech. Supernova screen reader, which is simply the screen reader with support for refreshable Braille displays, and what I like to call the Cadillac Supernova Access Suite, where you've got all the features of both products together. Clearly for a training center or anywhere where you're going to be seeing clients or showing this is what you would want, would be the screen reader or the Access Suite product. What we will also do is, if you're working in a lighthouse or a training center, we can provide a not-for-resale copy of the product to you at no charge. We do have a test that we would suggest you take, and just so you know that you are an assessor on our product. It's fairly basic. It's only 10 or 12 questions with multiple choice. It's mainly so we can familiarize you with the product enough for you to be able to show it to somebody confidently. So, but we will then give you the not-for-resale copy to have in your computer lab. Now, if you want multi-user licensing and things like that, if you wanted it on multiple workstations in the lab, we can do that at a fairly affordable price as well. We can always talk about that if you want to just contact me directly. Let me also let you know of the unique features that we've got, besides the fact that simply it's a screen reader and a full screen magnifier both, because there's a couple other things that are very important for you to know. We do have OCR capability that is built in to the product, meaning that you can use either a flatbed scanner to scan hard copy materials such as your mail, or if you find a PDF on the internet that's an image only PDF, you can bring that in and we can extract that text for you as well. We give you the option to scan it into Microsoft Word or into our own accessible reader that we provide. This is a very unique feature and one that you have to pay for in most of the other products by actually purchasing a full OCR package like a Kurzweil or an Open Book. With Supernova, we include this with no additional charge after you get the screen reader or the magnifier. So again, full OCR capability using the OmniPage scanning engine. The other thing that I want to let you know is everything you saw in our Dolphin Bookshelf in Guide, as far as access to the different services and being able to read newspapers and magazines on board, that is also included in Supernova as well. So if you want to access Bard NLS in Supernova to transfer your book, absolutely, not a problem there, or read your favorite newspaper or magazine with NFB Newsline, that is all possible for you from the Bookshelf tab in Supernova. The process is a little bit different, but all very straightforward and very easy to use, just like in Dolphin Guide. The final thing that I would let you know about Supernova is, if you're into touchscreens at all and using these Windows tablets, we have built a beautiful user interface in for touchscreen. We don't have any extra modes that you have to transfer to. This just works as you move around the screen. So you can actually take one finger to pan around the screen. If you hold your finger in place for more than a half second, it will speak what is under your finger. So if you're on a certain word or sentence, you can get it to read that. We also have, we mentioned to you, the touch bar at the bottom of the screen, much like in Dolphin Guide. That's available in Supernova as well to bring up the high contrast large print keyboard to change the size of the magnification or the color background to turn the speech on and off. Other things are possible there as well with the touch bar. That's always there for your convenience at the bottom of the screen as well. The other thing that we can do is we've preserved all of the Windows 8 touchscreen gestures. For example, to bring up the charms bar, I think it's moving one finger in from the right side of the screen, much like we did in Guide to close a program. That's a standard Windows gesture in Windows 8.1, so in Supernova we've left all of those alone, so they all work. If you want to read about how we've implemented touchscreen capability into Supernova, you can do so on our website. We've got some videos that show it there as well, but I think they've done a very nice job with that, and we've gotten a lot of reports from people really liking what they saw. In fact, we were in Texas a couple weeks ago talking to the assistive technology trainers there. They got a first-hand look at this, and a lot of them were very, very impressed. So if you haven't taken a look at Supernova for a while, it might be a very good time for you to come and take another look. The one thing I would remind you again, you can get a demo of any of our products on our website that lasts 30 days, fully functional. It won't be interrupted at all. If you decide this is a purchase you want to make, we give you an unlock code within 24 to 48 hours, and the program is yours. Or if you want to order the box and have the disc shipped to you, of course you can do that and authorize that way as well. If you have more questions or need any more information, you can always call us or send us an email. We're here to help you. Again, Jeff Baser, I'm the sales manager, 609-902-5963, or email jeff.baser, B-A-Z-E-R, at yourdolphin.com. And that is the same as the website as well. www.yourdolphin.com is where you'll find us. So again, Tech Talk, thank you so much for having us. And Robert, I sure appreciate you allowing me to record this a few days early. Everybody have a great week and a great summer. And we hope to see you at the summer shows coming up. Thanks very much. Take care, everybody.
He is so professional. He's great. Jeff Baser, I finally got his name right. Just a great guy. I had him booked earlier and had to change it because sometimes you get a speaker who's very timely. You know, you got to have him now, and he understood. And then we booked him for June 1. He said, Bob, you know, this is the way it is. I'm speaking in Raleigh, North Carolina. I said, what about an MP3? We've heard you. Our guys can write you with questions. Boy, that guide is looking better and better as I get older, I'll tell you. Next week, we have the Ace Plus. Again, the newest features of Ace Plus. As you know, Abbassi has merged with Freedom Scientific. And Mr. Leon Resnick of Freedom Scientific will discuss the new Ace Plus standalone reader. Okay, thank you for coming. You guys are so good and so patient. And again, thanks to Michael, thanks to John and Ken for all their help. Okay, thank you.